This candle is always in the wrong place. Hold on. He showed them his hands and his feet. Last week, we read the story of Thomas and how Thomas had refused to believe until he saw the wounds. He refused to believe, he said, until he put his finger in the holes that were made in Jesus' hands and feet, and to put his hand right inside. Thomas, he gets painted as a bit of a villain, I think. But I think of Thomas as a hero. Thomas knew that everybody might be wishing Jesus hadn't died, that everybody who had seen him strung up there on the cross on Good Friday would wish that this had all not taken place and they could go back to the time before the nails were driven in, to the time before the spines of the crown of thorns were pushed into his head, to the time before the centurion's lance was pushed into his side. If only we could go back to the good old days. But Thomas knew that was real. Now, in Luke's gospel, we don't have the story of Thomas, but Jesus makes the same point when he says to the disciples, "Look, here are my hands and my feet. You can see that it's me." He's not saying, "You know me, I take a size 12 sandal, these are my feet." The hands and the feet bear the marks of his passion. His hands and his feet bear the holes that human beings just like us made. And they bear the holes even in the resurrection. And when we have the Easter candle, we place these five pins in there to remind us of the wounds. The risen Christ symbolized by this candle still carries the wounds in the hands and the feet and the head and the side. The resurrection is not just fixing everything up. The resurrection is God's verdict on us, but it is God's taking in of what we have done. We could say almost that the wounds that people like us have inflicted, the wounds that human beings, through their pettiness and their politics and their religious bigotry and their fear and mean-spiritedness that we read about in the Passion, that all those things have been borne by God in Christ. All those things have been taken in. And not just taken in for a few hours, not just taken in for a few days, but we might even say that the wounds that we inflicted, the wounds have been taken into the very life of God. The wounds that we inflicted have been taken into the very life of God, which is an extraordinary thing to claim. But that's what we mean when we say that he has borne our sins. We don't mean he put a few things on his account that we ought to be paying. It means he bears in his flesh the sinfulness of human beings that we inflict upon him, that we inflicted on God in Christ. God bears them. God takes them in to the very life of God. The wounds, if you like, are eternal. The wounds that represent what we have done at the same time represent God's forgiving. God bears those wounds. God bears those wounds. God bears what we have done and what we continue to do. But not simply to say, "Oh, it doesn't matter. When we say he's taken our sins away, we don't mean he simply said, well, those genocides, they don't matter. Those wars, they don't matter. Those murders, those unfaithfulnesses, those thefts, those injustices, oh, they don't matter. When we say God has taken our sins away, we mean God has taken our sin and God bears those wounds. And so for us, it's not the kind of cancelling of a debt and we say, oh, that's fine, everything's okay now. It's all been paid off. When Peter calls the crowd to repent, when John calls his community to repent, it means to say, recognize in God, return to God, return to the God who bears in his very body the wounds of human sin, and make peace with God. Be at peace with God. Don't come before God pretending you're okay. Don't come before God pretending that all the things we have done as human beings are simply in the past. Let us not come before God saying we are righteous. Let us not come before God saying, well, I apologize for that, it's okay. God has taken the suffering that our fellow human beings suffer. God has taken the wounds that we inflict on our fellow human beings. God has taken into himself the unjust death that we wreak on one another. And God holds it. And the call for us is not just to say, well, it doesn't matter, God's taken care of it. It does matter. It does matter not because we still have to pay it off, but it does matter because the fact that God holds it changes our relationship with God. The fact that God holds it means we can come to God knowing that God knows it all. God has taken it all. God has forgiven it all. There is nothing, there's no anger that God has stored up. There is no face we have to put on before God. The truth about us, the truth about all human beings, as John says, not our sins only, but the sins of the whole world, the truth about human beings is here in these wounds. The truth about human beings has been taken into the life of God. So our repentance is not just an accounting trick. Our forgiveness is not just a maneuver that we do with the books. It is the opening of God to the truth of who we are. It is the opening of God to us with all our faults, with all the horrendous things, some more horrendous than others, but all of them in their own way, sinful. God has opened to us and asked us to come in. That's what it means to repent, to know that God knows me, to know that God has opened himself to us in Jesus. If we truly repented, if we truly came into that relationship with God, if we truly realized what is taking place in these wounds and in this resurrection, our world would be transformed. We would change the way we see our relationship to one another. We would change the way we see the injustices we do. We would discover in that space of the wounds not only ourselves, but the least of our sisters and brothers, the other wounded people of this planet, some of whom we have wounded by our neglect, by our actions, both large and small, some of whom in their woundedness are crying out to us and to whom we are deaf. But if we come into that place of the wounds, which is our place inside of God, we will discover a new body. we will discover not just the body of the church, but the body of the human race that has been taken in to the life of God in Jesus Christ. He bears all that, not just to take it away as an accounting trick, but to bring it in to the truth of God. So as we come to this table, where we celebrate the love he has for us, let's pray that we will know not just the evil that we have done as a community, as nations, as classes, as individuals, but that we will know that that is known by God and taken in by God, and our lives can be transformed by God into something very much resembling this meal, a place where all can come as sisters and brothers and share one bread and share one cup.